With Montana news, I'm Cassidy Alexander. Federal prosecutors are asking a Montana judge to sentence a former athletic trainer accused of sexually abusing Miles City High School children to 15 years in prison, followed by 3 years of supervised release. The U.S. Attorney's Office is seeking the maximum sentence for 79-year-old James Jensen instead of the federal sentencing guidelines range of up to 8 years. Assistant U.S. Attorney Zeno Bacchus says in court documents the penalty is justified. He compared Jensen to other high-profile pedophile defendants, such as ex-USA Gymnastics Larry Nassar and former Indian Health Services pediatrician Stanley Patrick Weber. Jensen pleaded guilty in March to coercion and enticement. Prosecutors say he told the boys the sexual activity was part of a program to boost their athletic performance. Jensen's public defender, Stephen Babcock, did not immediately return a call for comment today. Authorities say more than 24 children who were removed from an alternative treatment center in northwest Montana are being interviewed as part of an investigation into allegations of physical and psychological abuse. The 27 children between 11 and 17 were taken yesterday from the Ranch for Kids program after state health officials cited, quote, egregious abuse, unquote, allegations in recent months at the facility near the Canada border. State regulators have suspended the ranch's license. Ranch Executive Director Bill Sutley tells Montana Public Radio he plans to challenge the suspension.
Most of our kids are here for false allegations of abuse of their parents. So I don't know if you're going to get the truth out of the kids. Sometimes some of the parents say, well, if their lips are moving, they're lying.
The children have been taken to an undisclosed location and are talking with investigators. They also receive medical evaluations. Hot, dry weather has settled over Montana and brought with it wildfires, burn bans, and red flag warnings. Two new wildfires started yesterday in western Montana. The Moss Ranch fire southwest of Ronan has burned some 185 acres of tall grass, timber, grass, and brush on the Flathead Reservation. 58 personnel from the Bureau of Indian Affairs are working with the fire with ground and air equipment. It was started by lightning and is estimated at 20% contained. The Bannock fire has burned 151 acres in Beaverhead County southwest of Dillon. The fire is showing moderate fire behavior with running and torching in timber, grass, and brush. The town of Bannock and Bannock State Park are threatened. The cause of this fire is unknown and is 0% contained. The National Weather Service has red flag warnings in effect until late tonight for north central, central, and some of northeast Montana because of high temperatures, low humidity, and strong winds of 10 to 30 miles an hour with gusts of up to 50 miles an hour. Three counties in that area have burning restrictions until further notice. Jefferson and Lewis and Clark counties have banned debris burning, while Toole County along the Canadian border has a burn ban in effect until midnight on Friday. County and Weather Service officials warn that any fire starts could quickly spread with these weather conditions. The Bees Cove fire in the Rattlesnake Recreation Area north of Missoula was mapped at 0.6 acres with no new growth overnight. A Facebook post from the Lolo National Forest says hotshot crews cut an access line to the fire yesterday and established a saw line up and around the entire fire perimeter. Today, firefighters are focusing on clearing vegetation from the initial saw line in order to strengthen containment. After this is complete, they'll begin to mop up the fire by extinguishing hotspots within the fire perimeter. A helicopter is aiding firefighter efforts by delivering tools as well as possible bucket drops from Bees Cove Lake. The fire will likely be producing wisps of smoke for the next 3 to 4 days. There are no area closures in place, but the public is asked to avoid the area. The Environmental Protection Agency says the soil at a federal Superfund site in Bozeman is clean and ready for redevelopment. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reported yesterday that the federal agency has proposed removing part of the Idaho Pole Company site from the list of contaminated sites. Chemicals used at Idaho Pole caused soil and groundwater contamination. The agency's announcement last week launched a 30-day public comment period on the proposed delisting. A bicyclist from Washington State has died of his injuries after being struck by a vehicle on a Montana highway. The Montana Standard reports the 70-year-old died Monday from injuries he suffered in the accident on the shoulder of Montana Highway 2 around 2 p.m. Sunday. Authorities did not identify the man. The Montana Highway Patrol says the man was struck by the side mirror of a motorhome, which caused him to crash. The motorhome was on the same side of the road as the cyclist and reportedly slowed, but could not move over on the two-lane highway as another vehicle approached. Authorities say alcohol, drugs, and excessive speed are not considered factors in the accident. The cyclist was wearing a helmet at the time. Montana inspectors have intercepted 13 boats carrying a destructive invasive mussel this season. Larvae from zebra and quagga mussels were first detected in the Tiber Reservoir in 2016, but haven't been detected in the state's waters since then. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks and partner agencies have checked on more than 52,000 watercraft since inspection stations opened this spring. New stations operated by local conservation districts in Broadus on Highway 212 and St. Xavier on Highway 313 opened the past few weeks. The Garfield Conservation District is now managing and operating the check station in Weibo. The checks are part of the state's $6 to $8 million a year effort to prevent invasive zebra and quagga mussels from entering Montana's lakes and rivers. A full-blown infestation could cost the state more than $200 million annually. Zebra mussels are making slow but steady progress toward Montana's Columbia River headwaters, some of the last waterways in the country still free of the bivalves. New infestations were recently detected in a South Dakota lake along the Missouri River and Lake Ashtabula, North Dakota. I'm Cassie Alexander, Montana Public Radio.